This is Sarah Spain from Good Game with Sarah Spain, brought to you in part by Vital Farms. Let me tell you why Vital Farms pasture-raised eggs are the only eggs I have in my fridge. The hens. They're living the good life. Fresh air, sunshine, and wide-open pastures. I use my Vital Farms for my famous frittatas. And you could trace your eggs back to the farm they came from. Check the carton for the farm name, pop it into vitalfarms.com/farm, and boom, you're looking at the pasture. So next time you're in the store, look for the black carton in the egg aisle and visit vitalfarms.com to learn more. Vital Farms. Good eggs. No shortcuts.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today I'm Real Ghost Stories Online. They were home alone after school, and the sisters heard their parents talking in the kitchen, but that was hours before either of them got home.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It sure is Real Ghost Stories Online, and if you have one, we'd like to hear it. You can leave us a voicemail at 855-853-4802. Write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. You could become a premium subscriber if you'd like. You get the advance episodes, access to the archive without commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. I'm Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon's here today.
I am. How are things going?
I'm sad. I'm really sad today because you and I both heard about Catherine O'Hare today.
I can't believe it.
That just really rocked my world. I love her as an actress. I have followed her for a very long time. I had just started watching Schitt's Creek again for the fourth time, and I think she's just brilliant. And, you know, she to me is like, she would be a national treasure if she wasn't Canadian, you know? So I hope in Canada they have a day of mourning for her.
I'm sure they are. You know, I would have to put her in the category with Lucille Ball.
Brilliant.
Or maybe Carol Burnett, you know, that kind of just absolutely comedic. With her voice, she could change her voice to and, you know, reinterpret words that we were just dying in Schitt's Creek, you know.
Yeah. And that was her. And that was not the script.
Right. And yet at the physical comedy, there's one episode in Schitt's Creek where she's limping off and it is the funniest thing. And I'm telling you, it's just her physical facial expressions. Just everything about her was absolutely brilliant. And yet she could turn around and look absolutely beautiful.
Yeah.
You know.
And, you know, I'm glad that she was able to have that particular role at that point in her life, because I think it was such an iconic role. And she played it so perfectly that so many people who didn't really know of her, other than Home Alone, maybe, they got to see her brilliance.
You know, but we grew up with her, like
Second City
on
TV.
Second City TV. We watched that every Saturday night at 10 o'clock or whatever. And it was, you know, she was just wonderful on that. And I would highly recommend, if you guys did not watch Second City TV, those early episodes with her and John Candy and Eugene Levy and that gang of amazingly brilliant people. They are absolutely a riot.
So like, it
they
was
are
just
very funny.
And I just wasn't expecting it today. I was like, what?
I wasn't either. And I think she's been working recently, so I don't know what
happened. She was just in a show that I saw recently. There's something that she's
She was doing and going and productive and, you know, doing all sorts of things right up until. So I don't know exactly what happened, but...
I'm going to guess by the time this airs, we'll know more about what happened, but this is the day of. So I just wanted to acknowledge her and spotlight her for a minute because I am just so blown away by her talent. Mm-hmm. And I'm just so glad that Schitt's Creek came along and, you know, everybody could see that. Because, you know, it did really bring her into a whole new audience. You know, there was a lot of people who really weren't that familiar with her before Schitt's Creek. And, you know, maybe saw her on a movie here or there. Or like the Best in Show. Like all that stuff is so brilliant because, you know, that's unscripted comedy. That's them, you know. I think they put them in the scene and they're just, it's all impromptu.
Unreal.
So it's just it's incredible. Incredible.
But I'm with you. I'm really sad about that today. That's a tough one to lose.
That was a tough one today. Okay, so we're going to go from that to a ghost story, so that might not bring us up too much, but maybe a little bit. So it says, our first story, I've been listening to the show for a few months now and finally worked up the nerve to send something in. I listen while I'm at work, and honestly, it makes the day go by a lot faster. Thank you for that. I have gone back and forth on whether this even counts as a ghost story because nothing ever really attacked anyone or escalated into anything dramatic, but it's one of those experiences that have never left me. And I'll interrupt right there. A paranormal story does not have to attack anyone or escalate into anything dramatic. It can be something as simple as a voice, maybe a touch, something
moving. Your keys got moved. Don't you think that 99% of the stories are not like huge deal stories?
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when it happens to you, it's very unnerving.
And I think that some people don't write in or don't share their story because they're like comparing it to The Conjuring or something. It's like, that's what a ghost story should be. And I myself find the ones that are the subtle hauntings to really be fascinating. Like the handle, a doorknob shaking back and forth for no reason, lights going on and off at weird times, like we've had stories where they say something and the light turns off right then. Or, you know, there's just a million little things. I find those fascinating. So just
a little,
you
know, you hear a noise in the night, you can't place, or a touch, right? There's things, and it's subtle, but it reaches deep inside of you.
Yeah.
Like it's weird because when you have a paranormal experience, it sort of crosses the veil between you and the other, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for a brief second, you're sort of kind of joined with it. And that's what gives you get this very strange feeling. And, you know, whenever it happens to me, it's hard to shake. Like if it happens to me one day, I'm kind of just a little kind of shaken all day.
And it is, and I think, you know, expectation is you should see an apparition. Very few people have seen an apparition.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, percentage-wise, I guess. But you can have a very paranormal experience without an apparition or something dramatic.
Uh-huh.
So, back to the story. This all happened when I was growing up in upstate New York. I was best friends with a girl I met in middle school, and we spent a lot of time at her house. It was a pretty normal suburban home, not old enough to raise red flags, not run down, not creepy at first glance. If you were just visiting, there was nothing about it that would make you feel uneasy. But once you spent enough time there, you started noticing little things that didn't quite line up. Both of her parents worked late most days, so she and her older sister were often home alone after school. This was before cell phones were really a thing for kids, so they used to just handle things by themselves for a few hours until their parents got home. I wasn't there for this first experience, but it's one my friend told me about more than once, and she always told it the same way. She was sitting in the living room doing homework. Her sister was upstairs in her bedroom. The house was quiet in that after-school way where nothing is happening, but you're aware of every sound. Out of nowhere, she heard her mother's voice coming from the kitchen calling out to her father for help with something. A few seconds later, she heard her father answer back. It all sounded completely normal, like the two of them had just gotten home early, but they hadn't. They were both still at work, and they didn't come home for a couple more hours. She said what scared her the most wasn't the realization that her parents weren't there. It was how natural it sounded. There was no distortion, no echo, no weird tone. If you didn't already know better, you would have responded without thinking. She ended up running upstairs and sitting in her sister's room until the parents actually got home. At that time, she brushed it off as stress or her imagination, but then other things started happening, especially in two rooms of the house, the kitchen and the living room. Those rooms were connected by an open doorway, and if you were standing at the sink washing dishes, you could see straight into the living room. So her parents would sometimes see what looked like a man moving through the living room out of the corner of their eye. He was always dressed the same, dark clothing. Sometimes it looked like he was wearing a hat, but when they turned their heads to look directly at him, there was nowhere he could have gone, but he was gone. The layout of the room didn't make sense for someone to just walk past and disappear. What made this even harder to explain was that more than one person saw it, and they saw it on different occasions. One of the strangest things happened when my friend and her sister were outside playing in the backyard. The kitchen sink had a window that looked directly out at the yard, and it was next to a sliding glass door. It had become a running joke that when they were on the swing set, they could wave at their mom through the kitchen window just being silly. So one day they'd been outside, they waved toward the kitchen window, saw their mom standing at the sink, she waved back. So when they looked back at the window, she wasn't there, she was at the sliding glass door window in the dining room. There's no way she could have gotten there that quickly. So they went inside, asked their mom about it, she was confused, said she'd been there looking at them through the dining room window the whole time. That story stuck with me because it wasn't frightening. No one screamed, no one ran, but it left a deep, uncomfortable confusion. The only experience I had in the house happened during a sleepover for my friend's birthday. There were several of us there. Because the house wasn't very big, we slept in the basement. The basement was divided into two parts, finished side where the TV was and the unfinished side. I think that's super common with basements. There's this part where you can hang out and that part where it is only storage.
Where we just have the curtain up and the laundry's behind there.
Yeah. That's kind of the house that we lived in when there was that basement bedroom that wasn't a bedroom, but we turned it into a bedroom. But it was the same way. It was like storage behind curtains and stuff. Yeah, it was kind of creepy. I don't think I'd be comfortable there at this point.
You know, I've thought about that recently. It's funny you just brought that up because, like, just within the last day or two, I thought of that and I thought to myself the exact same thing.
It was very strange.
That's kind of creepy. And for me, being claustrophobic, being in a basement, not being able to get out easily, I thought, I'm kind of surprised I did that.
Because I kind of, if I remember right, some of it was kind of sectioned off by maybe blankets or sheets on the
exactly. Yeah, we just like had sheets up.
We just like made this room out of sheets. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what happens when you have five kids and not enough bedrooms. Let's see. We didn't like sleeping in total darkness, so we left a light on in the unfinished part of the basement. After a while, I looked over at the light on the wall, and that's when I saw a shadow moving across a lit area. It was like the outline of a person's head and shoulders passing by. It seemed like it was moving deliberately from one side to the other. There wasn't any sounds or any footsteps. What confused me the most was how detailed it seemed. I could make out a profile, even the shape of an ear, which didn't make sense for a shadow. The basement windows were small and high up. They faced the backyard, so there was no way car headlights could have caused it. I lay there trying to convince myself I had imagined it or was half dreaming, but I never fell back asleep. I kept the TV on until morning. I didn't tell anyone about it until years later. I eventually moved away. I lost touch with my friend, but I still think about that house sometimes. From everything I know, it never felt malicious or threatening. It felt more like something that liked to observe, copy, and quietly insert itself into everyday moments. That's interesting. I don't know if her family still lives there, if the activity ever stopped. I don't know if it was one presence or several. I just know that house taught me how unsettling it is when something doesn't behave the way it's supposed to. Thanks for reading. Thanks for the show, Jackie.
You know, that's exactly what we had just said. It's unsettling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And even if it's not a big deal, even if it's not The Conjuring or whatever, it is unnerving. It's unsettling. And that's why I said it feels like you've sort of passed through the veil a little, or something passed through and touched you. It just throws you off balance, I think, for a little while when that happens. What do you think about this business with the voices of the
business
parents?
The business with the parents. You know, that almost doesn't necessarily to me feel as paranormal as it could be, as you refer to it, as a time slip or something like that.
I was just going to say that too. It oddly, I'm not sure, fits in with the other things. And I can't tell you why I feel that way exactly. But can we have a situation where there's a bit of, like you said, a time slip, a little bit of a warp there, where this is going to happen, or maybe it did yesterday, right? It could be that something that's already happened that's replaying, or you're hearing something that's going to happen in a little while. It's a Twilight Zone sort mm-hmm. of thing.
Yeah.
That I always say, where there's this kind of strange catch in time.
Well, and you know, the mimicking voices is one thing, but we did an episode recently where we were talking about just that. And it's like somebody was calling them. That mm-hmm. almost makes me feel like it's trying to draw them to something for whatever mm-hmm. reason. I don't know. But a lot of times in those stories, they didn't respond to it. It's like, I don't know what that was. Or maybe they did. They're like, yeah, Mom. And so that almost makes more sense. This is just a kind of slice of life sort of mm-hmm. bit of paranormal activity.
Yeah. Ed, did you get the table set? No, I'll be right there. You know.
Okay.
Okay. Like,
And it's almost like she overheard it.
Yeah.
It didn't have anything to do with her.
It didn't necessarily feel like it wasn't her parents. A lot of times you hear your mom, but there's this little bit of you that says, it was her voice, but something's not right. That didn't, you know, it wasn't quite her. And they, you know, this just felt like it was them talking.
Yeah.
That one, I know it's weird, but I feel there's kind of this weird maybe thing that can happen with time. I think we think of time as just something that's so set, and I don't think it really is. I've been reading articles and some stuff about it lately, and they said, you know, when you think, oh, that time, that day went so slow, or oh my gosh, that went so fast, they said, it really did. It really did for you. You know, our perception of time can be very different. And we have to have an order, right? We have to have a structure so we can all get to work at the same time or whatever. But we can perceive it very differently. And, you know, it feels like maybe there's something here that there can be that little catch or something that happens with time.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it just, that one, when you said that, when you were reading that, we both had that same feeling about that one. Now, the peripheral vision of the man moving through the house and around.
And the woman at the sink.
Uh-huh.
That just feels like a couple is haunting your house.
Yeah. And then
the people who used to live there, it's Bob and Linda.
And then Jackie saw the figure in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
So there's, I know Jackie said like, oh, it was no big deal or whatever, Jackie, you saw a figure walking around.
Although
that was pretty big.
But you end up turning it into what you can live with.
Yeah.
So when you're young and you're at a sleepover at your friend's house and you see something that scares the shit out of you, you're going to like have to turn it into had to have been headlights from cars outside.
Yeah, maybe her dad went down to get something, you know, or whatever.
Yeah, so I get that.
This has also stayed with Jackie all these years.
Right.
Right, and that's I always think that's another part of this, that when something just doesn't quite let go, there is something to it. I think the house was haunted. I think there was some sort of activity in that house. But I also think there might have been some weird time warp glitch in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe her mom was at the window, but it was a glitch in that time thing again. You know,
maybe her friend was somebody who just liked to make up stories and just told her all that stuff. And then she had that one thing happen.
I don't know. I just know as a kid, I wouldn't have told my friends the worst of it. You know what I mean? Like, they all knew I lived in a haunted house, and they'd say, oh, does this happen or that? And I might tell them one or two things just to, you know, for the heck of it. But I sure as heck wouldn't have told them how really bad it was.
Oh, my God,
I didn't want them to think.
No. Because then nobody comes over, which they didn't.
Nobody
anyway.
Comes over.
Except
nobody
for
believes
Brenda,
you.
Brenda, my they best friend. She was over all the time.
But she knew, too, because she could see it. Because they lived in the house next door. But you didn't want people thinking you were crazy or weird. You know, that weird girl that lives there. And like I said, everyone in town knew our house was haunted. Other families had lived there before and moved out and had told people things. So there was, you know, people knew. And like I said, I might have said, oh, yeah, you know, there's a little this or that. But I certainly wouldn't have told them everything. That's why I bring this up, because I'm wondering if the girls didn't tell her everything.
Yeah.
That's she wouldn't have gone guess. To stay at their house.
Oh, hell no.
You know.
Yeah. I don't know. I do think they lived in a haunted house. It'd be interesting to see if they could reconnect. You know, because I have tried for years to find Brenda, my best friend back then. Because last time I saw her, we were 17, and I've never seen her since. Hmm. You just never know the last time you're going to see somebody.
Yeah.
And I've never seen her since, and I've looked on Facebook, and now, you know, you can find people. And the crazy thing is her uncle lived in Derby, Kansas, which is a suburb of Wichita. So I've even tried that route, trying to find Uncle Mick.
Yeah. He was hip and cool.
He was super cool.
Super cool.
And Aunt Candy. She was cool
Aunt
too.
Aunt Candy. That's right. Candy and Mick. Diana.
Her mom. But it does sound something right out of the 60s, doesn't it? But anyway, so I've never been able to find her, because I'd love to talk to her. Just to see how her life turned out, I think would be fascinating. But it would also be interesting to talk to her about that and see what she remembers.
Yeah. But I'm just wondering if what Jackie knows of this house is just the bare minimum.
Exactly.
Of what was going on.
You know it. Well, let's go to this phone call.
Hey, guys. Love the show. This is my favorite time calling in. So the story that I have is about whenever I was younger. And I was around 8 or 9 years old. At the time, my family had moved into a brand new house. We were the first family to live there. There was nobody else that had lived in that house. The property was completely brand new. It was a new neighborhood that was being built up. And we had a two-story house at the time. So my sister and I would share one room, and my brother had the room across the hall from us. And in between us was a bathroom. So the bedroom that we had was the bigger one of the two, and there was a bunk bed in there, like I said, ding, ding, ding. And I slept on the top bunk, and my sister would sleep on the bottom bunk. Now, during this time, we had a lot of negativity going into my household, just a lot of things that were revolving around my parents and stress on their marriage and stress on the family in turn. And so there was just a lot of things that were just really kind of putting a pressure on the entire house. And so this is the earliest time that I can remember ever experiencing sleep paralysis. I've experienced sleep paralysis several times before, but not like this. So I was really young. I'm in bed, and I'm on the top bunk, and all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, I just get this feeling that I need to wake up. And so I wake up at the ceiling, and my bed was positioned at that time to be closest to the door. So the door was at the head of the bed, and then it was up against the wall near that door. And we used to sleep with our door open all the time. Not that that's related to the story, but just to kind of give you an idea of, like, where the bed was positioned in this room. And I open my eyes, and I'm looking straight up, and I see this white figure above me. And I'm just staring at this white figure. And it almost looks like as if she's looking down at me floating in a pool. So if I'm at the bottom of the pool and I'm looking up and she's looking down at me, the way that her hair was flowing, the way that what she was wearing was flowing, everything just looked what someone would look like if they were in a pool. She smiles at me and I have no idea what to think. And so naturally as a young child, you just close your eyes, you squeeze your eyes really, really tight because you don't know what to do. And I opened my eyes again and she was gone. And it just left me as a really, really strange feeling. After that, there were a lot of different things that happened in my house, a lot of negativity that was going on. I don't attribute it to what I had seen that night, but there were a lot of unexplained things that would happen in my house and a lot of strange feelings that I got. And I think a lot of that just had to do with the energy that surrounded my house during this time. And I remember just being super interested in a lot of paranormal things at that point in time. I've always been really interested in the paranormal. It's just a fascinating curiosity of mine. For me, as a young child, seeing that was very interesting because of my fascination with the paranormal. And this expanded from, you know, haunted houses to just your typical kind of paranormal events of hearing things, feeling things, that sort of thing. But I distinctly remember that just the feeling I was left with after that wasn't a feeling of comfort, but it wasn't a feeling of fear either. The feelings of somebody acknowledging the fact that there was a lot going on in that house that they just, it was like she showed up just to say, hey, I know that you've got a lot going on right now. You're not alone. And almost like she wished that she could do something, but showing herself to me was the way that she could just be like, this is the best that I can do for you, to acknowledge the fact that you are dealing with a lot on your plate at such a young age. So thank you so much for what you guys do, and keep up the great work. Thank you.
You know, that one is different, because as she's telling the story, you assume it's gonna have scared the crap out of her.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a comforting thing, because so many people like us were brought up in a very negative household with parents that fought a lot, and a lot of stuff going on, a lot of issues within the family. And So I totally can relate to that. And the fact that she sensed from that, it to be somebody to be like, hey, I've got you.
Yeah. This is different. This is different. I would not put this in the traditional sleep paralysis.
Not at
category.
All.
I think she's spot on in her analysis of it, that she felt like the reason that figure came was to let her know that she was okay, that she was safe, she was there, she was with her, protecting her, you know, helping. That, because you do feel alone as a kid. You know, your parents are fighting, you don't want to take sides, you don't want to go to this one, you don't want to go to that. You know, you feel very alienated from everything. And so to have that feeling. And the way she said that she just kind of hovered above her, floating, and her hair was just kind of floating. And then she just smiled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it just was not what I thought it was going to be. Yeah. Kind of surprised me.
I feel like she's nailed it, what it was about. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah. But I love that idea of, you know, because it's a scary time when you're a kid and you're, you know, there's a lot of things you don't understand happening. There's mm-hmm. a lot of tension at home. It's very scary. And as a kid, you have no control over it. But of course, as a kid, you yeah. also blame it all on yourself because you could have done something better.
Yeah. And you so, just, you feel so torn between both parents.
Mm-hmm. Like,
You don't want to say something about this one to that, or, you know, if you go over there and say, I'm sorry, Dad, then Mom feels bad or whatever. There's no winning.
Right.
In that scenario. So I think she's spot on. I think her feeling was right.
Yeah. I like the fact that that came to her, actually. Mm-hmm. I think that's a pretty cool story.
I agree with you.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we would sure love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. Leave us voicemail. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. Now, if you would like to become a premium subscriber, get advanced episodes, access to the archive without commercials, you could sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Don't you wish everything was more rewarding? With Rakuten, almost everything is. You can earn cash back on those new shoes you've been wanting. You can save on the next trip you book. You can cash in on groceries. Just join, shop your favorite brands, and save. Target, Instacart, Expedia, Macy's, Sephora, CVS, the list is long. Save online, in-store, and at over 22,000 restaurants. And when it's time to redeem those rewards, get your money exactly how you want it. Choose PayPal, check, Bilt points, or cash out with gift cards. Eligible American Express card members can choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. Terms and conditions apply. So go ahead, take a trip, fill a cart, order dessert. Rakuten is a world of rewards. Join today for free. Go to Rakuten.com or get the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Think about your mentors and idols, the people who inspire you most. While it may look like they have all the answers, they don't. But they do know when to ask questions and seek the support they need. In a world that glorifies hyper-independence, it's easy to forget that we're all better with a support system. Therapy is a great way to find a consistent source of support in your life, so you can break free from the outdated belief that seeking help is a sign of weakness. BetterHelp has experienced therapists ready to help you with challenges ranging from anxiety and depression to relationships and stress. It's convenient, too. You can join a session with the click of a button, helping you fit therapy into your busy life. And you deserve that. You can even send your therapist a message anytime something comes up. Build your support system with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is sharing the message that connection is crucial because good relationships are an essential and sometimes overlooked component of mental well-being. If your relationships could use some strengthening, a licensed therapist from Talkspace can help. Therapy can help you communicate better with loved ones, repair conflicts, and understand how to address loneliness and build community. It's easy to sign up. Just go to Talkspace.com and you'll be paired with a therapist within 2 days. You'll meet with your therapist online on your schedule. Plus, Talkspace is in-network with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. Make personal connections a priority and start today. If you're not covered by insurance, get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80. That's SPACE80. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com and enter promo code SPACE80.
We're hiring at Don's Garage Doors. No experience, no problem. We provide full training, a brand new van, top-of-the-line tools, a gas card, and steady jobs with weekly pay. This isn't just a job. It's a career with real growth, great pay, and job security. Our team members go from training to six figures, and we're ready to help you do the same. Don't wait. Apply now at donsgaragedoors.com.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
A noisy garage door is a cry for help. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Door Service. Most repairs are simple, but if left untreated, they can turn into costly repairs. Your garage door works hard every day, and a little maintenance goes a long way. We fix garage doors fast with quality parts designed to last a lifetime. Over 90,000 five-star reviews don't happen by accident. They happen by putting people first. Fixing your garage doors is what we do. From repairs to upgrades, call Don's Garage Door Service today.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I started my first business when I was 12, mowing lawns for about $5 a yard. I learned if you do the job right, people trust you and customers care that you show up and do what you say you're going to do. Hi, I'm Tommy Mello, owner of Don's Garage Doors. From garage door repairs to upgrades, we show up, we stand behind every job. We only use the best parts and springs guaranteed to last a lifetime. When you care about the people you serve, you work harder and it shows. Call Don's Garage Doors today or schedule online at donsgaragedoors.com.
When it comes to garage doors, no one knows more.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You ever wonder how far an EV can take you on one charge? Well, most people drive about 40 miles a day, which means you can do all daily stuff no problem. Go to work, grab the kids at school, get the groceries, and still have enough charge to visit your in-laws in the next county. But they don't need to know that. And the best part? You won't have to buy gas at all. The way forward is electric. Explore EVs that fit your life at electricforall.org.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.